Out of control. We are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity is called.
Namaste, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Sri and Kira. And believe it or not, we really are live.
I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira. And assuming that you're with us today on Sunday, then you are with us at our new day and time. We are delighted to be with you. It's kind of tea time here for me. And we are just delighted to be here with you. If you're with us live, then remember that we are coming to you from the Self-Ascension Sanctuary here in Antigua, Guatemala. And I hear music. I don't know if they can hear it out there right now.
Mike will pick that up. But we are located in the foothills above Antigua, Guatemala, and we're delighted to be live, connected via the power of the internet with you.
And what a blessing. And the chat room is on right now. So please go ahead and let us know what you're thinking. Stay with us as we offer you some really conscious conversation. And we just want to offer, you know, Sri and I were having this conversation before we get on the air today. We just want to say, if one of our dogs decides to say hello, we apologize.
Well, yes, you will likely hear some snoring or some barking at some point in the next hour. And that's just part of life.
It is indeed. And so we are delighted to be with you, whether you're with us live or with us in the archives, whether you're with us video or whether you're with us audio. The key is, thank you for being here. This show is designed to stimulate some higher consciousness. Let's just use the word ideas.
More than ideas, I'd like to use the word living. I'd like to use the word an awake world. Mm. You know, one of the things we wanted to discuss today is the polarity that is upon us. And we had a name for this show. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Well, it's tongue-in-cheek, but kind of fun.
And serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about the pole shift, because truly the pole shift is happening at multiple levels in our society and in our persons.
Well, you know, Sri, it is. And one of the things that this week, I'm actually going to interview Sri, because we have so many powerful things to share about this. And the show itself will be featuring many amazing guests. We have some amazing guests lined up coming in February. And if you've not yet visited our new radio page, remember it's sriandkiraradio.com. And you can also send us your suggestions to guest at sriandkiraradio.com. So Sri, you know, diving into this topic this week, one of the things that so many people have talked about is this polar shift. And I think we can all agree that, you know, magnetic north has shifted. We are going through, certainly the weather, oh my goodness, we are going through this shift.
Absolutely.
In the planet right now.
You know, one of the things we're going to do today is discuss things at a macro level, meaning the big picture, and bring it down to the micro level, which means, well, what's that to me?
It's a lot for one show.
What's that to me? So this whole idea of a pole shift can be a very scary thing.
Yeah.
Because a pole shift means that the energetic of the entire planet is moving or has tilted. Now consider for a moment that all life on Earth is dependent upon a uniform flow of energy. And when the energy is disrupted, just like when a storm comes mm-hmm. in, a weather storm,
yeah.
it disrupts the harmony.
It does.
It affects the plants. It affects the animals. And so a pole shift is potentially an upsetting thing.
Yet, you know, the one thing, when we talk about the compass, because we're really going to be kind of playing a lot with that today and about the spiritual compass, we have on this planet the traditional compass, which is the four directions, right? It's north, south, east, west. So it's your traditional compass. Yet there is the spiritual compass, which adds to that. There's actually six directions in the spiritual compass. And we're going to be exploring that. And that's where we're talking about this macro and bringing it back. So the one thing, Sri, that I think we should talk about just a little bit is that, you know, the planet is still here. 2012 came and went.
Yeah.
You know, now certainly we're seeing enormous amounts of shifts, whether you want to debate global warming or not, whether you're living somewhere where you're having wild weather shifts or not. The reality is that we are still here, yet we're seeing trends globally on every level.
There's a lot of change afoot.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of what are you present to? What are you looking at? So as we talk just at this fundamental level for the moment, our North Pole has shifted. The North Pole is now more east than it was, several degrees.
Yeah, quite
a
bit, actually.
And this actually affects all kinds of boring things on the earth, such as guidance
systems. Yeah, but you know, if you want to learn more about that, seriously, just go YouTube it or go look at it, because there is a lot that has happened, and the true north has shifted actually quite dramatically.
Quite dramatically, yeah. Already, and there's more to come. Now, where that begins to affect the me is your weather patterns
right,
are changing.
Right.
So on the one hand, we have this giant cosmic thing of the earth has changed her tilt, and we're now receiving energetics, call it rays of energy, in a little different way from the center of the cosmos. So we have the tilt of the Earth. We have the greater overlay of the 2012, which is basically, in a nutshell, that Earth is closer, and actually the Milky Way is closer to galactic center, which means we're not in Kansas anymore.
So okay, I got to interrupt.
I'm going somewhere.
No, I know you are, but you know, not only are we not in Kansas, but don't you get a flash immediately of that? How many of you saw that movie 2012? You know, the one where the world got destroyed, and I'm thinking
big
about
ocean.
Right, and part of that was because of the shift.
Yeah.
That they were talking about, you know, this physical shift. And I keep seeing that scene in the movie where the monk had the bell and, you know, he's like, boom.
Yeah,
and so as you're talking,
moment.
Right. So as Sri's talking, I'm hearing this boom, you know, going on inside of me. So I know you're going somewhere. Tell us where you're going.
Here's where I'm going.
All right.
Your energy as a being is intimately connected or associated with the greater ocean of energy around you. While we have autonomy, meaning I have my energy field, my seven primary chakras, my emotions, my thoughts, okay? That's the me, the subjective little guy. I'm existing within this fabric of a greater me, of a greater society, a greater earth, a greater cosmos.
Because you're awake to it.
And well, we're all being affected. The
right,
question
so
is how awake to it are you?
Exactly.
Because your empowerment and your co-creative ability to choose depends on how awake you are.
And the key is, whether you think you're awake or not, whether you look at others and go, maybe they're awake, maybe they're not, the reality is everyone's affected by it.
Everyone's
right?
affected.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we
yeah.
can agree that everyone's affected by it.
And it's scientific fact, metaphysical fact, and there are all kinds of repercussions upon us. So the only reason I wanted to bring that up at this moment was to say, have mercy on society, have mercy on yourself. There's change happening. And as you look around our world, we begin to see what we call polarity. Polarity in this sense means people are having polar opposite opinions
now,
or perspectives.
Forgive me. The minute Sri said the polarity, I just wanted to scream, Fox News. Nope, I didn't say that. Yes, I did. And the reason I'm saying that is this is part of what is so important. And it's not just Fox News. It's all around our planet right now, is this sense of What happened to respecting each other's opinions? What happened to agreeing to disagree? What happened to the common courtesy of hearing out versus this, you know, bombardment, this talking over, this, you know, I'm not going to do anything. You know, I think about when Obama came in, that, you know, one of the little movies that's out is when the Republicans announced that their agenda would be to disagree with him on everything.
They felt their purpose was to cause him problems.
Right. And to just say no. You know, I mean, I love it. It's a whole new application of just say no, you know, when you think about it.
Just be a stick in the mud.
Right. Or whatever you want that to be. And I think this is really important to pay attention
to. Well,
there's
a lot of layers here, and it is important to cultivate discernment.
Right.
Because, you know, we're all part of this. You can say I'm apolitical, or what's going on in Russia or Uzbekistan doesn't matter to me. I'm sorry, it will affect you.
Well, and you know,
it does matter.
It does matter. And I want to just take it further, Sri, because it's not just politics. Like, for example, right now, when we were kids, now I'm dating us a little bit, but you know, when we were kids, as a girl, it wasn't until middle school I was even allowed to wear pants. And I'm talking a public school. There was a sense of decorum. There was
decorum
a sense
and
of,
role identity, gender identity.
Right. There was also a sense of the way that people got together to eat, the way that people communicate.
This hair would not be approved in my high school.
No. And so the reality is that, but what we saw, and we are in no means advocating anything about the good old days, believe me, we're not. What we're saying is that as we become more spiritually active, and I think a lot of people are becoming more spiritual, obviously you've got something inside that's spiritually active or you wouldn't be watching our show. And so if the more that we become spiritually active, the more that we have a presence of being available to see bigger pictures, being available to not be reactive, right? There's a difference between being reactive and spiritually active.
So I want to pick up on that moment that you said about the way it was some years ago. And that is, consider how television news has shifted.
Right.
That many years ago, the news was a dialogue. There would be an interview with an expert. There would be a discussion to explore the pros and cons.
Facts were checked. You didn't have to have a fact check.
Whereas now, news seems to be a marketing arm to propel a point of view without any real desire to find a deeper truth, to dialogue, to find a common ground.
Well, is this because we are seeking entertainment? You know, are we seeking so much entertainment? And we're going to be moving to our first break here in just a couple minutes. So I really want to talk about this because we have so much more to go. But are we so needing distraction? And by we, I'm talking about society. Are we so distraction oriented that we have supported this polar shift? We have supported this spiritual compass.
This is indeed the time.
Because we're saying, you know, we did a show a few months ago talking about how the average attention span, and this is, we're trying to keep your attention span, is about that of a goldfish.
Just a few seconds.
Sound bite. And that's something to really pay attention to.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to explore the difference between awakened consciousness and mass consciousness. And we're going to have a look at the different poles that are within us.
We are. And as we do that, we're going to look at those density poles, kind of that north, south, east, west, and the spiritual evolution and where this compass is taking us, because it matters. And it matters that we are all having this conversation right now. So we're going to take a break. We're going to have a glass of water. We'll be right back in about a minute. Stay with us. We have a lot to go.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine,
private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts.
Hi there. Welcome back. You know, we are so delighted to have you with us. And, you know, Sri, I just have to take 1 minute because we have worked so hard. And for those of you that are with us, you just heard a commercial for our amazing sanctuary at Lake Atitlan, Tosa La Laguna. Well, just, was it 2 days ago?
Friday.
We were so excited to be recognized by TripAdvisor as one of the top small hotels, one of the top 10 small hotels in Guatemala, the entire country. Top 10 and the only one selected at Lake Atitlan. And so, yay, we're very excited.
So we want to offer that celebration to you as an acknowledgement of our work and joy, and also as an invitation to check it out.
Totally.
Because Tosa La Laguna is a fabulous place to get away from the ordinary and dwell in the sanctuary of beauty and connection.
Well, you know, and speaking of that, I will offer you an invitation. Sri and I, as I mentioned, broadcast to you live right here from the Self Ascension Sanctuary, high above the beautiful UNESCO World Heritage Site of Antigua, Guatemala. And you can come spend time with us right here. And we love this. Now, the one coming up is already sold out. It's full. But check out coming and joining us the end of March or in July or anytime during the year that we have these gatherings scheduled. They're intimate, they're small, they're affordable, and they usually include a trip to Tosa La Laguna as well. So talk about a twofer.
Yeah. Guatemala is just 2.5 hours south of any of the hubs in the United States. And of course, for those of you flying from other countries, you're still going to go through the hub of the United States.
Exactly. But at least you know you're almost here.
It's just a couple hours south.
So speaking of south, that is a direction. Let's get back to what we were talking about before the break. We were really diving into this shift in the compass, you know, this polar shift of the spiritual compass.
Well, we were touching on something, and that is the shift in, we mentioned television news as an example, but in the mass consciousness, there seems to be more polarity, meaning positionality.
Yeah, very true.
Where people have dug their heels in and they say, it's my way or the highway. I'm right, you're wrong. The Bible says so, or the Quran says so, or whatever.
Right.
If they want an authority, they refer to an authority.
Well, you know, something that's interesting, Sri, is I'm reflecting on, like currently the Davos, however you pronounce it, in Switzerland, is where the uber rich are meeting to discuss the not so uber rich. And what's fascinating is that in and of itself, there's a polarity going on.
Yeah.
You know, the conference itself offers that. And then of course, it's been overlaid with the conference going on about the Syrian conflict. And so, yeah, polarity is becoming not only common, it's as if the energy of the planet has coagulated around supporting illusion and delusion. I think there's a lot of that.
Now, what country is that that's just had this tension with the EU and Russia?
Oh, well, it's the Ukraine.
Ukraine.
What's happening right now in the Ukraine.
Well, the reason that popped up in my consciousness is it's a good example of this polarity. The students in the Ukraine are so upset with the seeming loss of connection, loss of validation. They're not going
to
be part of the EU. Their credentials and university won't be recognized. Mm-hmm. There's a number of issues at play there. So the students did what students have done for centuries. They organized into a sit-in. They did demonstrations in the streets. And rather than provoking a discussion, rather than stimulating awareness of the unchampioned details, the government simply enacted new laws. First law is you cannot block a public building or it's an automatic jail sentence. The second law they enacted was while you're in court, if you behave in a manner considered angry or insolent by the judge, it's an automatic year. You go to jail for a year because the judge felt that you were not polite.
Now, you know, we're bringing some of this up only because it's important to just be aware of all the things that are happening simultaneously. You know, we just got back from traveling through Thailand and Myanmar and Cambodia. And, you know, we left Thailand. Well, actually, you and I were still in Thailand when the demonstrations started.
Has started, but they didn't block everything.
Right.
They were just in select
areas. Blocking enough.
They slowed things.
15-minute trips were taking almost 2 hours. But what's so powerful here, again, is when we were in Thailand, right, it's the swadika. When you meet people, it's swadika.
The mass consciousness has a gentleness, has a respect, mm-hmm. where the guest is God type of philosophy,
right.
this Buddhist kindness. Mm-hmm. And that was present.
It was very present. And what's been fascinating to witness, especially since we've just been there, has been how intense and what's happening in that country as well. And so polarity is playing out. I mean, there's so much more we could bring up. We're just mentioning a few. Polarity is playing out, yet it's kind of wiggling through the consciousness of each area. You know, you have the polarity going on in the Syrian conflict. You have the polarity going on in Thailand, the Ukraine. I mean, and we're just picking out a few. There's polarities going on in many different ways. So the key is, as we become spiritually active versus mm-hmm. spiritually reactive, which we started talking about in the first segment, how do we start looking at this compass? Now, Sri, you've got some really interesting ideas about the spiritual compass here, and I think we should dive into that. So the question is, and really the question you want to ask yourself or use as a witness to be spiritually active would be, okay, where is my compass? Am I even connected to my compass? You know, where is it?
Well, that's a beautiful question, because
thanks.
As soon as we ask where is or what is, you're inviting an awakening.
Right.
Because you all have a compass.
Right.
The question is, Are you following it consciously? And by the way, has it been updated? Because version 2.0 is available.
And speaking of version 2.0, jump into the chat room. If you're with us live right now, what are you seeing? What are you feeling? What would you like us to share more about regarding this conversation? Say hello and jump into the chat room. So Sri, where's your compass?
So let's talk about this evolutionary possibility, because our world is filled with many people at different stages of their journey. You know, just because a person is indigenous versus in a industrial society does not make them wrong. Their reality is different.
Uh-huh.
Their context, their way they get their needs met, their whole worldview.
Well, belief systems, perceptions, interactions.
Everything is different.
Yeah,
and yet there may be very common impulses in the indigenous that you'll also find in the inner city.
So what you're saying is that the foundational compass is impulse-based.
Where we all begin is impulse-based.
Okay, so you know, if you're making a note of this, remember we talked about how there's going to be six layers of the spiritual compass versus the four of the traditional, the north, south, east, west. So the first one of the six, number one, is impulse-based.
And impulse-based is very simple. From an animalistic standpoint, it's flight or fight.
Right.
It's that biological urge toward procreation, toward satiation, toward eating, towards shelter. That's impulse-based needs. And then the next evolution, the number two, would be emotionally based.
So, you know, this is important because for a lot of people, I'm not sure that they would be able to distinguish between the impulse and the emotion, especially if you're in, you know, at this point, we're talking about lower chakra-based energy, right?
Yeah,
does that make sense?
And in a sense, we just went from the first chakra to the second.
Right.
Because when I say emotional-based, let's suppose that you have a mate and that you have a house and that your basic food needs are covered. So those primal impulses are not dominating you in terms of your guidance. Your compass.
Got it. So if you're thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about, of course, a compass. So if I had a circle right now and I had a north and a south, it's interesting to me because they're diametrically opposed, yet they run on the same line, which would be impulse emotion.
Impulse and emotion are both drivers for you deciding what direction you're going to hit.
So they become north and south position.
Your compass is your navigational tool.
Right.
How do you make a choice?
Right.
Because if I'm walking down the road of my life, mm-hmm. I got something in front of me, I got to make a choice. If it's impulse-based, I might get in a fight.
But
I might run away.
Okay, but you're at least making a choice. And my question to you, Sri, would be, are you open at this point, or are you more closed at this point.
I think it's pretty automatic behavior.
So it's not a reset. It's not more of a conscious receptivity. It's more of a like impulse, emotion.
The impulse based and emotional based are very much driven in a similar way. It's just that the emotionally driven person is an order of sophistication higher.
So this is a fascinating topic because like imagine, okay, if you're building this compass right now, imagine witnessing, being spiritually active, being present and witnessing the conversations that are happening and realizing that perhaps when someone just comes in with a blanket no, they're working at these lower chakras,
yes,
impulse emotion.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Exactly.
This is so cool.
So the best example, right, is remember the two-year-old.
We have parents.
or the four-year-old. How does a child all of a sudden, I want ice cream.
Right. I want.
You know, yeah, or I want that toy. Or I remember, and it's pretty interesting, as old as I am, I remember I had to have Silly Putty.
And to put on the newspaper, especially those colored products.
And there was so much emotional energy of,
yeah,
I felt a lack in my life,
oh,
because I didn't have the egg.
Poor Shree.
You know, so that... And so emotionally based compasses,
yeah,
are very much, what's that word? They're fickle.
Well, fickle and they're reactive.
And they're very much me focused.
Well, there can't be a whole lot of consciousness there because they are very impulsive, right?
Yeah.
We have the impulse and the emotion. So again, if I had my circle right now, my north and south would be impulse, emotion. So that would lead us to like kind of our east and west. And again, these first four are, while they're helping to assist each other to kind of come together and lift, they're also density based. And so this is, you know, we just have, we have enough time to talk about this. So before we would go to our next little break. So the next one, let's just say this would be the east position, would be then if we've gone from impulse emotion, then wouldn't it be kind of like principle based, maybe except when you're frightened?
No. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So the next compass, meaning that guidance system I'm using to help make my choices,
right,
would be principle based living. That I have evolved past being driven by my emotions, and I'm looking at a different concept of right and wrong.
So would dogma fit in here? Is this dogma
can definitely fit in, right?
So
there,
you can see where principles or paradigms, you know, like the accepted norms. Is that,
yeah,
kind of what we're talking,
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's principle based living is the Ten Commandments, really.
Right.
You know, it's saying I accept that these principles will guide my choices.
So they're very when you say that to me, I get like, you know, stayed. Like these are the rules.
These are the rules
of society. Right.
And so these principles are actually out there.
The principles
are external signposts saying forbidden or allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good or bad. So inherent polarity. You see that? Good, bad. Yes, no.
And so if we look at our society as a silly little example, moving from
a silly putty,
moving from impulse based, which is this animalistic,
our north position,
to emotionally based, which is the human ego, you know, the child based, to principle based, which
east,
is a huge step up in terms of allowing differences.
Now think about that, and really Shree, when I feel that, when you say a big step up, don't you feel your chakras growing? It's like, you know, that first one is root, the second one is that, you know, going into the second chakra. And now these principles really feel very third chakra to me.
Yes,
because
they're
gut, right? They're still a gut reaction coming from an overlay of what's acceptable. Does that make sense?
It does, because we agree on the laws.
All right, so I'm going to stop you right there. We agree on the laws. So what happens when we start expanding beyond that and our consciousness grows? That's where we're going to go when we get back from this break.
We must stop.
We have a quick break. And so stay with us. So much more to go. We'll be right back.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Shree Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
That's why the value space fits, goes to the heart. Mm-hmm. And then what's the next one?
Soul and ascension.
Soul is the gateway.
Welcome back. We are so glad you're staying with us as we are having this really stimulating conversation.
I'm enjoying myself. How about you?
Well, we hope you are too.
And so,
indeed we do. And so as we are back, we do invite you to go ahead and please join us at sriandkira.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Allow yourself the gift of learning more about the way that you can live as the witness, the way that you can kind of free yourself from this polar shift and this polarity and live. So right before the break, we had just overlaid our compass that the north position was kind of this, you know, impulse-based actions, and the south position was emotional-based actions. And we had just gone all over these principles in the east. And now, Sri, we're moving to the west. And the west, at that point, if we're kind of growing, and we've gone through first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, it would seem to me that we have kind of like a values coming in because we're kind of beginning to open up a little bit of a heart. Does that make sense?
Opening up a heart makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Is what in the earlier stages of these compasses of what's guiding your choices, it's moving from the animalistic to the emotional, which is the basic ego, moving to principles, which is a more refined ego-based living. A principle-based person will accept that they must live under the same law as their neighbor.
Well, you know, and this is why I have to say it's almost like the linear compass, right?
Yeah.
When we have a linear compass, it can only go one, you know, it can only do the directions that are there. And so with the spiritual compass that we're building, because remember, we're going to add two more directions that expand. What I'm seeing is that even when I'm over here in the principles, I can be kind of dipping back over here to my instincts or dipping back
exactly.
over here to my emotions.
Yes. And then consider for a moment a person who is highly principled or accepts certain dogmas because that's the same thing.
Well, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So what happens when something comes a little too close to home?
Right.
What happens when it's your child that got caught by the police? Do you want to go to have a chat with this?
Or your daughter that's pregnant.
Or your daughter that's pregnant.
Or your sister that wants a divorce or whatever it is. I mean, whatever it is.
And what you'll find is that people or many people will be quick to compromise their principles based upon personal need. So we make exceptions.
Well, and so now that we've kind of gone across, right, East was this principles. Now we've gone across and we're saying values.
So value-based compass has a heart energy in it.
Now, how does that come forward?
Well, let's consider the difference between an external law versus an inner guidance system.
Okay.
So when I say I value human life, it's saying that I am living this value rather than conforming to a principle.
Okay, so that's important. What you're saying is that even though we're still on this linear compass, right, we've made it to this west, because it's like rising, we've now gotten to like this fourth chakra, because we've engaged the heart, we're seeing a bigger, it's like the windows cracked. That's what I see. It's like the lights coming in.
Well, what's happened, we're going to use the example of the four directions, when we start to energize the final direction, we've created completed the loop.
Right.
We've created an opportunity for the energy to circulate. So now each and every one of us has this experience, I'm sure, where you feel an impulse, or where you feel an emotional direction, or where you notice, well, this is not right or wrong. And then when you really check into what do you truly value, who are you really, that's when you come full circle around and you are at the launching point for a more ascended.
Well, what I was going to say is this is when you become the mystic journeyer, because with this four-pointed compass, no matter where you go, if you stay on this linear field, north, south, east, west, north, south, east, west, it's always going to be a linear field. If the field might get bigger, you might discover more territory.
Yes.
And we normally do discover more territory as we're growing and moving and as we silly putty our life around. I'm sorry, Sri, I just love that example. And so as we're moving and as we're in this linear, at some point, as we've kind of been expanding the field, when we've moved and shifted from these principles to these values, when we allow ourselves to crack open the gateway, that's when we make the decision. And I always say it's lift or drift, which is you can lift and become the mystical journeyer, or you kind of drift and just continue drifting around.
No, many people that are in a fairly accomplished state of these four,
right.
And that while they like to think of themselves as living a value-based life, they may from time to time dip into their impulses and their emotions.
Well, it's the drift. It's lift or drift.
But this circulation, this linear compass of those four qualities is very much about the game board of density. It's as far as you can get, really, while you are in a body identifying with the game.
Okay, so I want to bring it back right now to, I'm just going to use a political example. For example, okay, let's say that when Obama in the United States, when Obama was very first elected, he traveled Europe. He had hundreds of thousands of people come out. I remember the inauguration. We were at Lake Audit Lawn with a bunch of other expats from the United States, and we were sitting in this home, and there were tears, and we were all just so excited and amazed, and there was this sense of anticipation, right?
Okay, so what was happening were the energies of freedom, of hope.
Expansion. It felt like a lift.
So those are the values.
Right.
I value freedom. I mm-hmm. value hope. I want to include everybody. We can all do this together.
Right. And I'm using
are values.
Right. And I'm using this as an example, just and it can be used really generically, even though I know it's not a generic example. So here's what happens. Obama gets in, the Republicans stamp their feet and come forward. And I'm not, this is documented fact, with a policy that says we will block every piece of legislation. We are going to make his life a living hell. We are going to make sure that number one, he doesn't get reelected, and that number two, everything falls apart. So what you have is this polarity of values.
Yes.
You're stuck. You're drifting, and that's why I'm using it. It wasn't a lift. They drifted.
Well, they drifted and then they regressed.
Correct. And this is what happens
and
when
so
you do that.
When a value-based person will accept that I hold these truths to be self-evident.
Boy, do I love that line.
I hold these truths to be self-evident,
right.
Which means I respect you
right.
and your right to think and to make a decision.
It also means you're awake enough to be self-evident.
Okay,
that your revelation.
So that's why this becomes really the pinnacle of density based living. If I'm able to hold these values as self-evident, meaning I see them within myself, then I will allow you time to express your opinion. I will support free speech. But if I believe that free speech is a principle, except when it's abused, and that if I decide you're abusing free speech and then I use my impulse motivation to lock you up.
Because you've decided what free speech is.
Exactly.
It's judgment.
It's moved from principle back down to emotional judgment, et cetera.
Well, see, and that's what being stuck in this compass is. It's like being in a compass. And you know how there's been all these predictions about the new Earth that will come from this major polar shift. And it would be like holding that compass and watching the needle spin. And not knowing what's going on.
Well, the needle's spinning around, and meanwhile, there's this chaotic experience.
Well, there's a lack of stability.
Lack of stability is the right word.
Because there's no foundation,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you, and this is the point, and I think this is such an important point. How do you go from this spinning dial, which isn't that what we're seeing, guys? I mean, don't you feel that? Don't you feel that right now, all of you listening, all of you watching this show, don't you feel like we're spinning? You know, how long has the Syria situation been going on? How long have people been calling those of us that are waking up crazy, or you have people that are worried about you, or they want to medicate these beautiful crystalline young children, or they want to, I mean, come on, we're spinning. We're sitting there holding a linear compass, and the dial is unable to settle down.
Okay, just as a side note, a little metaphysical perspective.
Okay.
So we have what we refer to as density, meaning ordinary mass consciousness, mass life, that which you grew up in.
And that which we chose. We chose to be here.
That's the largest numbers of players.
Right.
And that Earth and that reality actually lifted to a certain point. I think that, quite frankly, when we got into the 50s, we were at a pinnacle of values versus principles.
Yeah.
And I remember Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and the kinds of newscasts that came out as we headed into the Vietnam War, into the 60s.
Well, and in the 60s, where we really started coming forward and saying enough is enough.
Exactly. And the kids, which I was one of, took action based upon their values of liberty and freedom and choice. So leaving that alone, what's happening is in our mass consciousness, there's a regression energy where we're moving into this polarized, impulsive, right, wrong, dogmatic.
Right. Well, the foundation's gone.
Right.
You know,
now
that's
that,
it.
But here's the exception.
Give us the big but.
That's one paradigm.
Right.
There's another paradigm, which is an ascension model, you could call it.
Yeah, well, before we get there, Sri, I think we have to look
that's
at
having a different compass in a different reality.
Right. And we're going to, and that the last segment of today's show, we are going to go deep into those last two directions. And as we're preparing to get deep into those last two directions, I think what we need to say is, okay, if I'm aware of my density compass, if I've got my north, south, east, west, and I'm watching the dial spin, either your life is feeling out of control or you're witnessing, you have that.
You're moving from safety and fear up to your heart, back down to power,
back to domination,
up and down the lower chakras.
Because, and this is the point I'm trying to make, is that because you're being whipsawed by density, meaning you might have had a wonderful experience. Maybe you came down here and spent time with us and you feel great. And for whatever reason, you just are not able to hold it because you're letting all of those influences come in. So the key would be, how do you anchor? How do you hold that? So that let's imagine that you're holding that compass, right? You're holding that density compass, but it's all of a sudden that compass is going to start raising. That's why I said we become like the compass becomes multidimensional, because we're going to have these two other energies that are suspending the compass like a beautiful portal that say, I am more than this. This world is more than it appears. I am stepping beyond the support of the illusion and the delusion. That's the magic. That's how we survive the polar shift. You know, surviving the polar shift is not about storing food, storing water, building a bunker. It's about the polar shift of consciousness and how to connect to that mystical energy field.
Absolutely. The mystical energy field has many names and many qualities. The quality primarily that everyone can relate to is oneness, a sense of inclusion. So here you are with your four directions pulling on you,
and
that chaotic
going crazy
movement.
Yeah.
What is the sustaining energy? What is the energy that allows all of these polarities to be?
Now, you know, Sri, I'm going to stop you right there, because that is the question. And we are going to pick up on that question.
The Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
We actually have more than we intended to have.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. We are so glad you are with us. And, you know, as much as we really invite you to come join us here in Guatemala, really give yourself the gift of being here in this abundant birthing energy. Everything, you know, they call this the land of eternal spring. And if you're not sure if you can make it, or if you're not sure you want to start on something else, learn about our Self-Ascension Classroom. Go to SriAndKira.com, click on the classroom. There are so many amazing courses that can really give you that gift. And that's part of it, ties right into this foundation, Sri. You know, right before the break, we were talking about, okay, we have this compass with the four directions. And now, rather than it being this, you know, remember it's lift or drift. So rather than drifting around the compass and watching the dial spin, we're going to kind of calm that down and allow it to be floating so it's not so sticky in our mm-hmm. lives. And so in order to do that, we have to find our foundation. And the foundation is really the magic of that foundation is when we begin to trust our inner voice, when we begin to trust the greater world process, the greater universe, when we begin to remember the spiritual being that we are, that this experience is all a gift, no matter what it looks like.
As long as you're dependent upon a book or a law or a dogma, what you're saying to the universe is, I'm uncertain.
Right.
Give me something firm to guide me.
Right.
And when we move into that values-based compass, where that is the driving energy, what we've said is, my heart has opened to give me an indication of what is true.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, I have to, because it's what I do, I have to do a shameless plug for Ascended Sanity. It's one of the courses in our home study classroom. And, you know, because that's what happens, isn't it? When you're on the polar, when you're running around this compass, when you're in that linear compass, your sanity is aligned with all those principles on the compass. We call it density sanity.
And all those external influences.
You know, you feel good based upon something that happened rather than carrying that inner peace and wisdom within, that trust that no matter what it looks like, it's in divine order and that you can move through it. And so, Sri, it's when we move into that ascended sanity, that first piece. So imagine this is our compass, right? This is our linear compass. So our first beautiful energy that's going to hold that beautiful space around us would be our soul coming forward, letting our soul mm-hmm. lead. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's the soul connection.
And it's very hard to let your soul lead if you haven't surrendered into your heart.
Right.
Because the heart is the human furnace of energy mm-hmm. that can discern the difference between nourishment and foul, between what is healthy and unhealthy. And so the heart has to be opened. And not surprisingly, all of our great religions on the planet say, get to your heart.
Right, but that's the end all. And it's like, okay, well, once I get to my heart.
Well, then you die.
Right. Well, and so but then I'm Sri. He's such a brat, isn't he? And so this is the gift about, you know, so here's our linear compass. This is the gift about finding the soul because it unifies heart, throat, third eye.
Well, that's the part that they don't tell you, because
right.
that's where you lift into the mystical journey.
Right.
When the heart has reached a certain level of cultivation, then there's the recognition of the soul.
Right.
And that opens up. It's like a lovely funnel lifting up from this spinning compass.
Truly.
Imagine a daffodil looking straight
just,
up at the
just,
sun.
And just, you know, just birthing up. And what I love, Sri, is that it takes that heart energy and freeze the voice of the soul and the wisdom of your divine connection. That is a powerful moment.
So the first direction then on the sixth that we're
right,
talking
is
about
soul.
Is we lifted from values-based into soul-based
Now think
direction.
About that. Think about that.
Now, a soul-based direction, that we could have a whole show on that.
Oh, well, maybe we will.
Because the soul is infinite. The soul is immortal. The soul's context for your life is one of unconditional love. And so we've lifted out of a subjective little identity into a more inclusive all that is identity. So, we're beginning the journey to true ascension consciousness.
And that, my loves, is number six, because now that we have the soul leading, let your precious soul lead. And if you've never read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, read it, because that's what it really is assisting you with as you step into self-ascension. But then we have to have that other one, right? How are we keeping that compass spinning, but not heavy? It's by moving into ascension consciousness, by kind of putting that awareness together that everything is conspiring for your soul to have this extraordinary experience.
So when we move into soul-based living, and remember that each one,
have 2 minutes.
Oh, good. These are words that describe a zone, let's say,
right,
of experience. But moving into soul-based living, leading to a ascension consciousness, we begin to see the divine in
everything.
And so now those polar opposites, we don't see them as polar opposites. We see them as the divine Leela. It's dancing. There's a dancing energy. And that we see and respect the need for opposition in a world designed by duality.
The yin and the yang. And suddenly all of that polarity comes back into balance.
It becomes a giggle.
The male, the female, the yin, the yang,
beautiful,
the light, the dark. And we begin to dance and smile because we're not ruled by the compass. We are the witness. And we recognize the journey as being a blessing and a gift. And so if there is a polar shift upon us, may it be a polar shift into the recognition that we are living a divine gift every moment of every day. May that shift come and may it be extraordinary.
I love the way you say that.
Thank you.
And so each and every one of us is on a pathway to this mystical experience we call oneness, mm-hmm, we call awakened consciousness, where the divinity is not separate from the individual.
Indeed.
And so we delight in sharing this with you. We look forward to being back with you again
next Sunday at noon live. And of course, you can always catch us in the archives at sriankareradio.com, at bbsradio.com, station one. And remember, beloved ones, if you have a suggestion for a guest or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to guest